Got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show.
Yeah.
But before we start the show, remember everybody, you can always support the Harsh Twins at officialharshtwins.com. Pick you out a patriotic t-shirt or a hat today, or maybe a white privilege card, or maybe some beard products. It's beard. I said beard.
Sound like you said bird.
I ain't say bird, I said beard. Use discount code Chinese Virus. I give you 20% off.
Yeah.
All right. Micaiah. I think she was 15, 16 years old. It's been all over the news.
Micaiah shooting, yeah.
And before I even get into analysis of what happened, let's first break the narrative that white cops, white police officers out there hunt down black people.
Yeah.
This cop didn't just ride down the street.
Say, hey, Jimmy, we hit the jackpot. There's 10 African Americans out here in the front yard. Let's get them. That didn't go down. They actually were called to the scene because there was a bunch of girls that were trying to stab somebody. Someone actually called 911.
Yeah, and here's the tape.
The address is 3171. We got these grown girls over here trying to fight us, trying to stab us, trying to put our hands on our grandma. Get her now.
Have you seen any weapons? Ma'am, do you see any weapons?
We need a police officer here now.
Do you see any weapons?
We need a police officer now.
Crazy as hell. Even tried to get grandma. You ever say that?
Yeah, I mean, that was, that just, I mean, but cops run into stuff like this each and every day, and that sounds crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, who signs up to jump in a car and go to something like this?
I'm not. Not today, anyways.
It takes a special person to do that, right?
Yeah. That's the... For you to be a cop, and a lot of people don't take this in consideration, it has to come from here. It's not about that paycheck.
Yeah.
It's not about the medical benefits. It's about right here.
You want to actually do something for the community.
Yeah. That's why I salute the men in blue.
But anyway, all right, let's break down what actually happened once the cops got there.
Yeah.
Go to the film.
Hey. What's going on? Hey, get down.
What the? Pause it right there. Okay, can you like do this slow motion, Chris? Just play what's happening in the next 2 seconds. Y'all see this? That's a grown man kicking a teenage girl in the head. Look at the follow through. Look at the foot action.
Yeah, go back a little bit and just let it go through for like, you don't have to slow it down. Just play it
and then stop it.
I mean, rewind it again. Rewind it again. Go back a little bit further. A little bit further. A little bit further. Wind back a little bit more. A little bit more.
That's enough.
Right there. Now play it. Full speed.
Get down.
Did you see that? Pause it. Did you see that? He kicked that girl. If her head was a football, man, that would have been good from 70 yards. He kicked that girl right in the medulla oblongata.
What do you mean it's good from 70 yards? Oh, a field goal.
Yeah. Man, that was crazy, man. A grown man. Nobody ain't talking about this. A man beating up a female.
I mean, he didn't beat up. He kicked the hell out of her.
That was enough.
Yes, yeah, yeah. But did you, okay, you see it where it is right here? The girl in the black, she's already been shot. When you stop the tape, I heard 2 gunshots. Yeah. You see the girl in the pink, how high her leg is up?
Yeah.
It's up there because the girl had a knife in her hand. So the girl in the pink had the impression that that girl that was holding the knife was going to stab her.
Yeah.
I mean, only the girl in the pink can see that girl in the eyes and see what her intentions are.
Right.
Because right?
The male, he's too busy kicking the girl in the medulla oblongata. They shouting at the cop. Just imagine how much concentration this cop had to have to shoot the girl with the knife without shooting the girl in the pink with all this chaos and screaming going on.
And I want to say this. I mean, who acts like this once the cops come on scene?
Yeah.
Certainly. Y'all acting like this in front of the police officer. I can only imagine what was going down when he wasn't there.
Well, you heard on the 911 tape, they was going after grandma.
Turns out the guy that was kicking field goals, the girl that got shot that lost her life,
yeah,
that was his daughter. I don't know if it was his foster daughter, but Yeah, I'm saying in some reports that was her dad. I'm not too sure if that was.
Show that full clip again.
Hey, Tony.
Hey. What's going on? Hey, what's going on?
Hey, get down!
Hey, no! You ain't shoot my fucking baby! You shot my baby!
She had a knife. She just went at her.
She's a fucking kid, man. Shot. Damn, are you stupid?
That was just awful from the very beginning. It's just total chaos. But I
think that was her father.
He was calling my baby.
Yeah, he said my baby. But it's like, I mean, if I was the father and I was in that situation, my daughter would have never had a knife. If I seen a fight, I would have broke it up.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have been there kicking other girls in the head.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's a totally different type of parenting right now. You can only find that in certain neighborhoods. Daddy gets down with his daughter and is just kicking girls in the medulla oblongata, kicking field goals while his daughter's got a knife.
And then when the cops defend the girl's life in the pink, you're calling him stupid?
Yeah. But, it's a lot to break down, and a lot of people need to come to the realization that black communities are, when it comes to parenting in certain neighborhoods, it's a total different way of thinking when it comes to.
All right, so
It comes to policing in those neighborhoods.
This is what do you call this, tribal thinking?
Yeah.
I mean, we're all susceptible to tribal thinking.
Yeah.
We always want to be a part of a group, and because of that group we want to be with, we lose the ability to think logically. Like you see it in politics.
Especially in black neighborhoods.
Well, you see it in politics. Everybody's susceptible to it. That's why the left sticks with the left, the right sticks with the right.
Yeah, I agree with y'all. We all are susceptible to tribal thinking, but when it comes to black neighborhoods, we really suffer from that.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really matter if you're white, black, Chinese, but when it comes to the black community, I got to say this.
Our communities. I'm black.
Yeah. The reason why black people see this from a different viewpoint.
Say we see it from a different view. I'm not necessarily saying I think this way.
Oh, because
I'm just trying to. Black people say I'm not black. I got to take ownership of my community. So that's our community.
I mean, I don't think like that, but our communities tend to see this from a different viewpoint.
Yeah.
It's known as tribal thinking. Yeah. And I think this stems from the racist history of this country.
Segregation.
I mean, Jim Crow, all of that. I mean, you can amend the Constitution all you want. Yep. You can do, black people can be president, vote in office. It's never going to change the racist history of this nation. And because of that, within the black community, there's a lot of tribal thinking. That's why that black man reacted the way he reacted.
Yeah.
As a white man, you can't come in there and shoot his own daughter because you're white.
Yeah.
And she's black and she's only 16. I don't care that she has a knife. Yeah. That's why it's gaining so much attention and so much reaction on social media. There's a side that says the cop's a hero.
Yeah,
but the other side, that's a victim of tribal thinking, and within the black community, they say that cop's in the wrong, and he's racist, and he should go to jail for that.
And I want
to
point out, I'm not saying this cop is wrong. Personally, I think this cop's a hero. He saved that girl's life. But when it comes to our communities, black communities, that cop should have never been there. Whoever that girl was that called the cop, she probably got in trouble for this.
Yeah,
she probably got her ass beat for this because that cop should have never been there to begin with.
Yeah, and
this all stems from segregation and Jim Crow.
Yeah,
black
people
have not totally distanced themselves. Black people in general has not even grasped the idea that they are true Americans. They want to be considered Africans till this day because of that.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to make excuses for anybody.
Yeah.
Some of y'all may say, man, you're making excuses. I'm just telling this is just how it is.
Yeah.
And this is never going to change. I don't care how many times you amend the Constitution.
Yeah.
I don't care how many black presidents we got. Yeah. I don't care. None of that. This is never going to change. You know why? Because there's always going to be a left-wing media, and Democrat politicians going to exploit the ignorance that's in our black communities.
That tribal thinking.
That tribal thinking. It's never going to end. I don't care if you give reparations to the black community.
Yeah.
It's never going to change.
Yeah.
Ever.
If you white, they, like, if you're a cop, I don't. You really need to sit down with your supervisor and talk to them, because white cops, y'all don't have no business being in black communities.
Well, they got to.
I mean, they got to, but they don't want you there. They don't. They don't want cops in that neighborhood. They want to handle things. They want to handle things. They don't need the police. That's why Black Lives Matter is so successful, and black people's, you know, really grabbing hold of that, because they are not down with police. They want to abolish the police. Yeah. They don't believe in police.
They're a victim of tribal thinking.
Yeah.
I think they're totally wrong.
Yeah.
It even sounds illogical. To me, even sounds like there's some low IQ going on, but it's a victim of tribal thinking.
Yeah.
The history of this country. Yeah. And you're never going to change this.
Yeah. That's why when LeBron tweeted this tweet.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. It's reckless.
Yeah.
But he's the most stupidest, ridiculous thing a man could do in his position.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
But where is LeBron James from? He's from Akron.
That is not, that place is rough.
Yeah.
That's why he thinks the way he thinks, because of tribal thinking. And it's not, and I want to reiterate.
Yeah.
Black people are not the only people susceptible. It's just, everybody's susceptible to this, but it's worse in our communities because of the racist history of our nation. Yeah. I don't know how you fix this. The only way you can fix this is through education in schools, and for left-leaning media outlets and Democrat politicians stop exploiting the black community.
But the Democrats and mainstream media, they're not going to take their hooks out of black people. That's their cash cow. That's their power. They're not going to let that go. And unfortunately, until black people wake up and start thinking for themselves and see themselves as true Americans and not Africans, this is going to continue to happen.
Yeah, it's like that's preached to the black community so much, no accountability. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've had so many interactions with police, sometimes with guns drawn on me, but I'm still here to live the tale because I know how to follow directions.
Yeah.
And for some reason, the black community, when they see a cop, they got a chip on their shoulder, and their duty is to not follow directions.
Yeah.
And it's because of tribal thinking.
Yeah, LeBron James, Black Lives Matter, they want to abolish the police. Let me put some in perspective.
Yeah.
In perspective. Black people, they don't believe in policing. They want to do away with all cops, right? If you do away with all cops, you don't need judges. You don't need a court system. You don't even need prisons. If there's nobody policing our cities, why you need any of those things? The DMV? You don't need none of that.
Yeah. He got no cops to enforce it.
And these things that Black Lives Matter is pushing about abolishing the police, that's only going to affect black poor neighborhoods. Because if there's no prisons, there's no court system, where's all these rapists and murderers going to go? Black neighborhoods.
Yeah. I mean, what is the alternative for that cop? If the cop pulls up and he sees, well, I'm white guys, none but black people. This is not going to end well for me. Yeah. I'm going to keep on down the street, and that girl stabs the other girl to death. Yeah. They're going to sue the police department for not doing their job.
Yeah. I think you're asking a little bit too much for a cop to get out of his car and to break up a fight where one person has a knife. You're asking way too much.
I mean, he just seen a dude kick a chick in the back of the head. You think he's just going to put his weapon away and go up to them and try to wrestle them apart? You know what that white cop's thinking? While I'm pulling them apart? Yeah. This dude is going over here, kick me in the head, and try to take my gun from me.
Yeah.
I mean, that whole scene was crazy.
And it was real quick. How many seconds? Maybe 8 or 9 seconds? How quick was that officer to pull his gun and to fire 2 clean shots without hitting anybody else?
If that was me, all of them got lit up, because I ain't got that good aim.
I'm horrible with a pistol. Everybody in that front yard be dead.
Yeah, and I know the girl was only 16.
Yeah, but.
But that girl know better than that.
Yeah.
I knew better than that when I was like 6.
Yeah. You gotta.
I mean, you fighting somebody holding a knife? They call it a knife fight? No,
it's not a knife fight.
Yeah.
One person has a knife. A knife fight is 2 people going at it with a knife. That's a knife fight. That was not a knife fight.
What is the alternative? The only thing, I mean, this is.
That's an alternative, Keith. If Jackie Chan Jackie Chan was the police officer.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that was racist.
Yeah. Man,
Jackie Chan would have stayed in the car. Yeah. Jackie Chan would have said, Chris, get over here. Chris Tucker, get over here. Handle your people.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing I could think, because this tribal thinking in the black community, in our black community, yeah. I mean, I'm black. I mean, but I don't think like this. So, but I got to say our, because then they say I disown my people. That's a tribal thinking. I got to agree with how they think. Yeah. I don't have to agree how you think.
Yeah.
I'm still a part of the black community.
Yeah, it's just my skin color doesn't dictate how I think.
And that's the biggest problem with tribal thinking for black. Yeah. They think based on their skin.
Yeah.
They see the white guy as the evil person in this whole equation, not the father.
Who's kicking the girl in the medulla oblongata.
Yeah, or the girl with the knife getting ready to stab old girl in the pink. No, the white police officer is the evildoer in this whole equation. Yeah. That is crazy as hell.
But hey,
it doesn't make any sense.
I broke it down for you. White people, y'all get on the phone call, and you know, majority of white people, y'all going to get on the phone and say, 911, some people here to stab me. That makes sense, right? But in the black community, they don't see it that way.
Yeah, I mean,
cops shouldn't be there.
Look at this in the black community. That came from black. Oh, look, she's a Karen. She's calling the cops. They put down people that called the police.
Yeah. They considered snitching.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, it's just, it's tribal thinking all way around. They call white people Karens for calling the cops. Yeah. White people, if this incident involved a number of white people and the cop was a black guy, they would be giving that dude a medal.
Yeah.
Thank you. You saved my daughter's life.
Yeah. It wouldn't be a news. I mean, mainstream media wouldn't be running its story. But because that cop was white and that girl was black, that's the only reason why we're hearing about this. That's the only reason.
You got news media outlets editing out the 911 tape and editing out the part where the knife was there.
Yeah.
Just showing that to keep this narrative going that white police officers out there killing black people for no good reason.
Yeah, now a lot of you white people, now you understand why these people are so upset and why these people are protesting. Because they got their own little civilization. They got their own tribe. They don't want our help. They don't want civilization. They don't want cops showing up to their neighborhoods.
They
want to
abolish the police.
They don't want the police.
The only thing I could see that could fix this, maybe don't have white cops go to black areas.
Yeah.
Just send a bunch of black cops there.
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying. The white cops, y'all get to go to the white areas. It's a little bit safer over there. I mean, this stuff still happens, but look what that dude rolled up on.
No, you know the difference? Black people, when they see the cops, it's nothing. It's normal to kick somebody's ass in front of the cops, pull a gun or anything. White people, they drop the knife, they drop the gun, and they free. Yeah. Black people, they keep fighting. Black people, when they see a fight, world star. White people, they call 911. Totally two different tribes.
Yeah, nah. And black people call us coons because we point these things out. I'm pointing them out so we can fix the situations. I'm not here to throw you under the bus. Y'all doing that all on your own. Y'all don't even freaking realize it.
Yeah, we're not mocking anybody. It's just we're just pointing out how black people think.
Yeah, and LeBron James,
you're not helping black folks.
You're not helping anybody, and it's a shame that you from where you came, Akron, you're so successful.
Yeah.
You could use your platform for so much good, but LeBron would never go down this path that we went down because of tribal thinking.
Yeah.
If he thought like us, LeBron James would be the biggest Uncle Tom in the NBA. He would be mocked on social networks each and every day.
I tell you what, LeBron, if he thought the way we thought, the NBA, ESPN, and the people that surround themselves around the NBA, y'all wouldn't have took that huge hit in revenue if y'all would have took a more civilized approach to this whole police brutality thing. I mean, here on the right, we don't agree with police brutality or...
Yeah, it's like we don't agree with that at all.
Yeah.
Like, I agree with Chauvin. He should have been convicted of something.
Yeah. Second-degree murder, no.
But this is the way I see it now with the Chauvin trial.
Yeah.
I just want to reiterate this.
Yeah.
I mean, the cops knew he was over then. They kept asking him on the body cam footage. The way it's acting. I mean, that's why the paramedics showed up at the end, because the cops, they knew it was over then. So if you knew all of that,
yeah,
why is he in a compromising position on his chest where he's already complaining that he can't breathe and you got him on his chest? He's already handcuffed. There's no reason for that. She just sat him up. I see manslaughter, but all these other charges, I don't.
What got Derek Chauvin convicted is your lack of concern for your fellow man.
Your lack of humanity.
Yeah,
you're supposed to protect and serve. You're protecting and serving, but you forgot to protect him once you had the situation resolved and handcuffed. Right. That's what got you convicted.
Which is crazy because it's a huge possibility, man. That man might have died in the back of that police car if he'd have
seen it. Yeah, he probably would have.
He probably would have died laying on the ground, just laying on his side because that the amount of fentanyl they found in his system.
That's what got him convicted. Why is he handcuffed? He's handcuffed. Yeah. Just sit him up.
Yeah,
that's all you had to do. Just sit him up. I heard one of the officers mid through the 8 minutes, you want to roll him on the side? I heard him say no when the paramedics got there.
Right.
He pushed the paramedics away.
He wouldn't let the paramedics.
That's why he's convicted. That's why I don't feel sorry for your ass.
Yeah, because your own stupidity got you convicted. You know the political climate. You know you're white. You got blue eyes.
They're going to look at you. He got blue eyes. He got blue eyes?
I think they're blue. He's white.
No, he's just white.
He's white.
Don't matter if he got the blue eyes. He's just white. Just look at him. He looks white. That dude like Boomhauer off of King of the Hill. Without the blonde hair.
Yeah. Hey, to all the white police officers out there, you have to make the realization that you're going to be judged differently. You're white.
Yeah.
You can't, this cop that went out there and saved this girl's life, what were you thinking? You can't do that. You're white.
He did the right thing.
I know he did the right thing, but you white cops, man. I mean,
the only thing,
I'm not saying don't do your job, but hey. Maybe you just might want to. You might want to stay in your car and just act like you didn't see anything.
Crazy as hell.
I'm just saying, man. That's why I can't be no cop. Because I see a bunch of African Americans going at it like that. I'm like, man, I ain't got time for this.
You stupid.
I'm gonna keep on going. I'm gonna say, what house was it? I didn't see anything. I saw some black people having a picnic. It looked like the mama was going after the daddy or something, but it was cool, man.
Yeah.
Everything's cool. I just kept going.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to reiterate. It's horrible what happened to that girl. She's 16, but she knew better. Even if her dad is a horrible daddy and he's kicking girls in the head, you got to have known this.
Well, you know right from wrong.
I mean, the rock don't fall too far from the tree.
You mean the apple don't fall too far from the tree. Would you say rock? The rock don't fall. Well, that's a pretty good figure of speech. The rock don't fall too far from the tree.
I mean, it's just horrible.
Yeah.
And you know what even makes it worse? The media don't care about that girl that lost her life. They're exploiting her death. Black Lives Matter is exploiting her death.
Yeah. They're there to keep black people thinking a certain way.
Tribal thinking. They're just here to keep that going.
Until black people wake up. Start thinking for themselves. Black people will always suffer from
it. It's not going to happen.
I don't care if you pay each black person in this country $1 million in reparations. They're never going to change until our education system helps fix the problem of our racist past.
And the media helps fix the problem because they're like 80% of it.
Yeah.
If not more.
Media is like almost 95% of
it. I mean, but you got to throw the Democrat politicians in there too. They're working together. They're both 50-50 on this.
Yeah. I would say 90% of the problem is media because the media really did their job. You could keep the liberals and the conservatives in check.
Yeah. Anyway.
Ron, you're a fool, man. I'm not going to let you off the hook. You know better. You're an adult. You are the face of the NBA. You could do so much good
in black city,
in inner city neighborhoods, but you continue to perpetuate that white people are evil.
Yeah. I mean, what if that was your daughter and the cop did that? Would you be complaining?
I don't think so. I've seen you being escorted by police officers.
Yeah.
So I don't know what was going through your mind when you tweeted that. But for you to dox that.
Maybe he didn't know about the knife because maybe he saw the tape. I think it was NBC.
LeBron James, man, he's got great eye-hand coordination. I see him dribble a basketball. He had to have seen that knife. His hatred for police officers.
Distorted.
That you distort your thinking when you was tweeting, man. That cop saved that girl's life.
Tribal thinking.
It was a damn good show. Yeah. Mike Lindell, true patriot. He needs our help.
Here's a man who started from nothing.
Built a great company, great products.
Have seen rock bottom, have seen the worst. He ran through drug addiction.
Yeah.
I mean, this man has accomplished so much thing. He's the epitome of the American dream.
He worked hard, has a successful business, great products, and just because he supported the president of the United States, they've taken him out over 20 stores. They're banning him on social media.
Yeah.
He's having a tough time even marketing his products.
Yeah. In this country, he's a man of principle. He has employees. He's got a great product. Mm-hmm. And just because he has different political opinions, big tech wants him to go away. But we're not going to let that happen on our channel.
They want to crush this business, too. So support Mike Lindell. Go to MyPillow.com and use discount code HOGSTWINS. Get up to 60% off.
Yeah.
We take care of our patriots in this country.
Don't forget, go to OfficialHOGSTWINS.com. Go to the Fight Censorship tab. Hit the links. Follow us on Telegram. Follow us on Rumble. And follow us on YouTube. They haven't censored us there yet.
Yeah, they're actually being fair.
Yeah.
Go to OfficialHoggsTwins.com and pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. Hell, I'm even giving you 20% off. Just type in discount code Chinese Virus. We call it Chinese because it's from China. We making t-shirts great again.
Yeah.